Do you have trouble managing all the non-player characters in your Dungeons & Dragons game? Despite your best efforts, do your NPCs end up falling by the wayside or hiding behind the proverbial terrarium? Well, we here at Pork Fried Industries have got the solution for you. Meet NPCiri.
Hello. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
NPCiri is a new voice assistant designed to help you keep your NPCs relevant and active. NPCiri, where is Irina Kolyanovich?
Irina is sitting at a table next to Lank Stumpers and Will Pompeon, in the Blood of the Vine Tavern, in Borovia Village, in the Valley of Borovia.
NPCiri, set an idle NPC reminder for Nikok and Quichu.
Alert. Nikok and Quichu hasn't spoken for 3 hours and 14 minutes. People may think he is dead.
NPCiri, help me bring my NPC into this conversation.
Use this response I have generated for you. Yes, the thing you just said, I agree with. I am a member of this party, a contributing member. I like to voice my opinions, and I exist.
NPCiri can even help you mitigate the demands of having an entire world full of possible NPCs.
Warning, there are currently 23 Vistani at the campsite ahead of you. I recommend telling your players that there are only 2 Vistani in the area, and that the rest are asleep.
Thanks, NPCiri. NPCiri. Because killing off all the NPCs just isn't an option. Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll. Is everyone here? Is everyone ready?
If I roll badly tonight, it's because someone ironed our piano bench and had to
Shove it!
Ironed the piano bench?
I thought I was being honest by admitting that I did it.
You were.
I mean, that I would be absolved of the fact that I lost it.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I ironed the piano bench. On the other side of the confession booth, you hear, if you leave right now, I won't call the police.
All right, give me 10 Rachmaninoffs. Are you settled?
Yes. Play the little intro that surprises us every time.
I would have been surprised if you hadn't said that. I've forgotten entirely.
So, where were we?
Irina has no arm!
We're all dying, or something, probably.
Shit, I forgot that too. Irina's...
Oh.
I'm gonna put the arm in my backpack.
You're gonna go fish it out of the weeds?
Yeah. Wherever I kicked it, I kind of know the general direction, I guess. So it's probably a field goal.
Oh, yeah.
Mathwack's pretty strong. Just sails away. Yeah, so you guys found some stuff up in the attic in a chest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
An immovable rod, a ring of swimming, 1 or 2 healing potions, and a fancy holy symbol.
Holy symbol, Batman.
A holy symbol.
I put the holy symbol in my tinderbox, didn't I?
I know you have it. I don't remember. I think you might have said that.
It must have been my tinderbox. That's the only container that I pulled out.
So that's in there. And yes, Irina is armless.
No, she has one arm, doesn't she?
Right. She's not armsless, she's armless. She's kind of settled down as much as you can at this point. She's not completely hysterical. You took care of her. You brought her at least up to...
I tried to make her feel better, but I rolled a really low charisma and just made her feel worse.
Yeah. She went from heavy screaming to moderate screaming.
You had used your spare the dying and then cure wounds or something like that to at least make it so she's not going to bleed out there in the kitchen.
Now look around this black goop.
Hmm, yes. There's a barrel of it outside with the lid off. There's other barrels out there that still have their lids on that look the same, so you think what's in there might be that kind of stuff. There's also the one inside, which is mostly empty at this point.
Oh.
And I seem to remember our party was bigger.
It was.
Should we try to knock that one over to see if Jose comes out? I mean, Goren? I bet it's likely.
Probably.
But we can't knock over. Didn't we try? And it's like immovable.
I tried to get Bernard to knock the one over inside, but yeah, I mean, would we try? Would you look around and be like, well, Goren did fall into that one. Do we want to see if his, I don't know, skeleton is in there or something? He clearly didn't come out.
I kind of don't want to risk getting sucked in myself. Actually, Rafina would be happy to try, but she's also not as strong as anyone else, so would struggle just to make it even shake a little bit.
Would she try?
No, she would. I don't know.
Lank offers his rope. We could tie a rope around it and pull at it from a distance.
Rafina tries to do her open door spell on it.
But the lid flies off the ground and taps back on the top.
The rope idea might be a good way to not... Did I witness that arm pull him in?
Yeah, you were right next to him.
I know, I was like right next to him, and
I mean, everybody was pretty close, but you definitely saw it.
Okay.
Lank just takes one end of the rope and walks in a wide circle around the barrel, and then comes back and ties a knot so that he can tighten
the barrel is up against the wall of the windmill.
All right, walk around the whole windmill.
That slows down Lank a little bit. Lank saw the arm, and he's like, well, that arm can't possibly be long enough to get the whole way out of the barrel and grab me, considering my height. So he scoots the rope around the back, but he even so keeps himself low, so you can barely see him above the grass.
Okay. Well, the lid is on as well right now, thanks to Rafina. So you can get the rope around it if you'd like. So there's a rope around it.
There's a rope around it, and now I will walk back to the group and say, all right, shall we try to pull this over? It's probably going to take more than just me.
I'll help!
Sure, let's do it.
Can I get Bernard to fly down? He was a raven, I think. Can I get him to fly down, and can I get the bear to help pull it over as well, if it requires that?
Mm-hmm. So does everybody help? Or Nick would help?
I think I implied that Will doesn't help, just makes his bear help.
You also imply that Will doesn't help because of this entire game's history.
Right.
So, Lank looks at Will and then looks at the bear and is like, all right, so what? You want me to give him the end of the rope in his mouth? Or how do you see this playing out? The bear. It has no thumbs.
Yeah, his teeth.
Lank is like poking at the bear with the end of the rope. Like I,
where does this go?
Where does this plug in?
He has a handle. Duh. No, it's around this little handle. Ka-ching! There's a button that I push.
Mm-hmm. Lank says, "Oh well, that makes sense."
But yeah, I just asked Bernard to grab it with his teeth.
Okay. So everybody is holding onto the rope except for Will.
And Irina, who only has one arm.
Yeah. Yeah, she's still recuperating inside unless you force her out here to help pull on this rope.
Hey, Irina, can you give us a hand? Oh, ooh. Never mind.
Okay. Everybody, make a strength check.
Do I do it for the bear or do you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
11 minus 1. Oh, great.
Well, I wasted my good roll for the night. I rolled a 20.
Okay, there we go.
23.
23,
okay.
So, total of 10.
Okay. All right, and where are you standing, Will? Since we don't know where you are?
I was just going to stand off to the side and make sure, like, assuming if you can kind of predict the direction in which the barrel would fall, if the lid pops off or anything, I want to be ready to, like, if something comes out to attack us, to just, like, looking really like I'm ready to help.
Is it too late? Are we just going to spray ourselves with this stuff?
You are pulling it directly towards you.
Yeah. What I have is 50 feet long, so I think we've got space. Ooh.
Can I just pretend to help?
Yes. Yes, you can. All right, so on the count of three, you go 1, 2, 3. Rafina doesn't contribute much because her feet are kind of dangling off the ground. Everybody else kind of digs in, and you heave, and you all fly backwards as this barrel just tips and just is dragged along the ground towards you. It feels like you're pulling over nothing, like a barrel full of air. It hits the ground and the lid pops off, and you see the liquid inside of it still parallel with the top of the barrel.
As in perpendicular with the ground.
Yes, when it hits the ground.
What?
You see it ripple slightly as it hits the ground, if you have the presence of mind as you're falling over your ass, and then it's still.
Hey, Bernard, go stick your hand in there.
Hey!
Oh, no, sorry.
We have an extra arm. Can we just stick it in?
maybe not the arm, but if Lang can look around and see if there's a stick on the ground or something that he could try to poke the nonsense.
All right. How long of a stick do you look for?
Long enough that, I mean, I'm suspicious now. This just isn't adding up.
Wait a second. I think there might be something wrong here.
So I think a stick longer than I am tall, so at least 3 feet long.
Got it. All right.
Where is Will standing?
Just kind of off to the, like, I was standing in anticipation if something had popped out of it, because I saw that arm, so he was kind of like, if something was going to come out of this barrel. Kind of off to the side of you guys, but a little actually kind of closer is what I've pictured.
I'm going to shrug and walk over next to you.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's up? Hey.
Rufina is walking over by Link with his stick, and she grabs a little stone that she finds on the ground, and she's just going to toss it in.
All right. Let's let Link go first, since he said that first. So you walk up, you got a stick. And what are you trying to do? Like, are you trying to, like, jam?
Just at first, I'm going to gently poke the surface to see if it reacts in the way a liquid would react, already acknowledging that it's not reacting the way since it hasn't spilled. And then if nothing terrible happens, poke a little deeper to see if I feel something along the lines of Gorin.
Well, not having poked Gorin with a stick, you're not sure, but you poke the surface of this, and it feels like poking, like, stone.
Oh.
What?
Okay, I put more force behind it.
It feels like poking a stone really hard.
I think I'd then smack it.
It feels like smacking stone, and your stick breaks.
I just turn around and look at the people who are standing off to the side, and shrug. I'm like...
Good
I'm
job.
Open to suggestions. But you said when we pulled it and it fell over, we saw that the surface rippled.
Barely, yes. So, Rufina, do you still throw the stone?
I do.
Okay.
I wing it.
Your aim is true. It strikes the surface. It immediately ricochets off with not a sound.
Not a sound.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's destroy this windmill.
Yeah. Wait. I want to see if there's anything on the body of the hag.
Okay. You check her out. She's gross. As mentioned before, she's wearing a dress gown made of stitched flesh.
Ugh.
To be honest, she really doesn't have anything of note on her. She doesn't really have any pockets or anything like that. So unless you really want to be thorough in your search, you don't notice anything on her person.
All right, good enough. Let's destroy this place.
Yes. Agreed.
All right. Do you get Arena out?
No. We forget her again. Goodbye, Arena.
As we throw the Molotov cocktail, we're like, Arena, you might want to move.
Catch. Oh.
Everybody who doesn't want to burn alive in the windmill, raise your hand.
I will mention, because I mentioned it a long time ago, but it would be something you'd be readily aware of. In the kitchen, there is a chicken coop and a trunk of toads.
Oh, I thought the toads all jumped out when I opened it. But...
some did.
Oh.
There are a lot in there.
All right, does anyone care about animals except for Katie? Because I really don't want to kill those chickens.
No, we can't. We can't burn these chickens. Lank moves into the...
Not unintentionally, anyway.
Well, yeah. Lank moves in to start collecting. Hey, you with the terrarium, you want a toad?
Oh, yeah, let's bring this along. You know, my terrarium has fold-down wheels, so we could just pull them along behind us.
How many toads are we talking about here? Blank is taking a census.
Is there a way we can scare them away? I have a loud voice. I mean, a spell with a loud voice. Okay. I can get them all to evacuate.
Okay. What do you shout?
Hang on.
That's an odd thing to shout.
they're startled by the noise and are jumping, but then they hear what you say and they stop.
I've counted up to 20 and I've wrapped back around to 1.
Wait, why are you rapping?
I can't count higher than 20.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I'm going to say, ribbit.
Okay.
And they're going to walk away.
Do chickens are all like, what the hell?
One of them looks really guilty. And the toads start hopping about madly. A lot of them do make their way out the door. You could physically urge a few out if you'd like.
Yeah, Lank goes after the ones that don't seem to see the door.
You bumble after them for a while. It's very comical. They jump over you since you're so short.
How hungry are we?
I know! Yeah, really.
Wait, how hungry? You've got toads on the one hand and chickens on the other. If we're talking about food, let's get these toads outside and then let's talk.
This guy is some kind of dragon guy. Maybe they eat toads. Maybe that's what they like, mm-hmm. rather than chicken.
Have you ever met a dragon that didn't eat chicken?
Well, we've
racist!
Because I haven't. Like going back to herding the toads outside.
Eventually you get them all out. There's still a coop. It has 3 chickens, a rooster, and even has some eggs in it.
Oh, omelets, anyone?
Let's not cook in this disgusting place.
I was just gonna say, let's just live here. All the toads and eggs you could want.
Not toads anymore.
Not toads anymore.
You did a really good job, Blank.
Right, anyone want to grab these eggs and take them with us?
Blank is still looking around to make sure there are no additional toads.
You're very concerned about those toads, aren't you?
Well, yeah, he doesn't want anything to burn alive. It doesn't have to.
Yeah. I think he's friend to the wolves and to the toads.
Aww.
I'm feeling a little nervous. There might be something else alive in here.
Yeah, Will is totally like walking around because he's not like, ooh, the toads, save the toads. He's like, mm-hmm.
What is
I'm walking around. Will is looking to see what is going to be the way to most easily dismantle this entire building, I would think.
All right, can Lank notice how nervous Will is getting? Because last time Will got nervous, he was about to like torch a forest. So Maybe he should move a little faster in getting those chickens out, the toads out, and everybody else out.
Well, Bathwack, if you're looking around anywhere that could potentially have somebody still alive, in the kitchen, if you recall, there was a cabinet that had some flowers painted on it. You don't find anything alive, but you do find three labeled containers, like little bottles. They have labels on them. One is looks like a golden color, and it's labeled youth.
Whoa.
One looks like kind of a translucent red, and that is labeled laughter. And the third is kind of a greenish, milky liquid labeled mother's milk.
Cinnamon. Oh.
Hmm. Well, I guess I'll pocket those. I'm definitely not taking a drink.
I am thirsty. But you can search the rest of the windmill if you'd like. I mean, you guys had kind of gone over it before. You don't really see any signs of anything currently living. A couple birds fly in and out of the attic. There are a lot of birds' nests and things up there, but there's no, like, baby birds or eggs or anything up there. You think that if this windmill were to be torched, anything in there would fly out.
And birds probably wouldn't have hung around after the ribbit.
Yeah, that's true.
The dreaded ribbit.
So, you guys ready to burn a windmill down?
One of Lank, since the barrel has proven to be so light, Lank moves the barrel containing Gorn away from the wall prior to the torching.
Yeah, you guys pulled it a little way away, but you can move it extremely easily. It feels like even easier than moving an empty barrel of the same size.
Hmm. What the heck is this stuff?
All right. So how do you guys have any? You have time, so how do you want to burn the windmill down? Anything special or funny or fancy or weird?
Probably Bathwack. Weird.
Don't you have an idea, Bathwack?
What? No, I don't know. Let's light each of the veins like a birthday candle.
I can create bonfire, so it is a cantrip, and even though I am exhausted and I cannot cast anything else, I can do cantrips.
Yep.
So, I mean, if everyone is ready...
By the way, you guys have basically taken the equivalent of a short rest at this point. You've been messing around.
Oh, that counts as a rest, messing around. I mess around for a while.
You haven't really done very much, and you've been here a little while exploring things and looking at magic items and whatnot.
Yeah, but what if I have a terrible attitude?
Then you never get your spells back again.
That's probably what...
So yeah, if you want, you guys can also spend hit dice to heal. Everybody is level 5 now, so you have 5 hit dice. You can spend as many as you'd like, up to 5.
I don't think I need to do that, right?
You were pretty good. You just fell asleep. That's all that really happened to you.
Yeah, that should count as a nice rest.
It's true.
Lank's going to heal, so I will...
Okay. So, where are your bonfires being lit, Will?
You create a bonfire on ground that you can see with range. So, if that means... If I have to go in and, like, set the attic on fire, then as I run down, set the next place on fire, then run down, set the next place on fire. I don't know.
Do that. And going up through the whole thing is this gear shaft that leads all the way up to, basically, the attic and the veins of the windmill itself.
And it's wood?
Mm-hmm. The floors are wood, too.
Okay. I could do that. I don't know if anyone else has any better ideas, but...
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, this is what I was trying to do before when I wasted all my turns in not fighting the witches and just tried to destroy the frickin' place. I feel like he would very much enjoy dismantling this place. I feel like he would not only be setting bonfires, but would be blasting out windows and... It would look like he, like an insane person is setting off fireworks inside the windmill as if you were looking from the outside, just...
You see, like, eldritch blasts flying out the windows. And
right, exactly. Like, the windows would be exploding in glass and, like, pew, 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 pew. Yeah.
Cool. How strong do you have to be to pick up a tree?
You could, probably.
You think?
Depends on how big the tree is.
Bathwack it.
Big enough to take, to like, run it into the side of the windmill. I wonder if we can do that.
You could try. The windmill's kind of in the middle of a pretty large clearing. It's up on a rise, and there's really not much in the way of trees immediately nearby. But there's a forest. The closest tree line is probably actually down over the back of the rise.
Are you trying to just knock it over?
I'm just curious if I can.
He wants to knock it over while I'm in there. He's like, well, Will's in there, knock it over!
I'll leave it up to the gods.
So yeah, if you want to go down there to see if you can find a deadfall, or if you want to rip a live tree out of the ground.
That would be awesome.
Pull it right out of the tree, out of the ground. I like it.
I'm shocked if it was possible, but yeah, I'll go take a little hike while Will's dismantling the place.
Okay. When you go down the back of the hill, you notice, you hadn't really seen it because you guys have pretty much stayed in the front, kind of hidden by the windmill and the rise that it's on. You actually see between the windmill and the woods, there are these sort of large stones, like kind of Stonehenge in scale. There's these four standing stones in a circle, basically. They're moss covered, and they seem to be very deliberately placed there.
Hmm. Maybe I'll give those a wide. I'll walk around rather than through.
Okay. You do notice overhead there's a few ravens circling, and there's one standing on top of one of them, seems to be pecking on something. But you can give it a wide berth. You're not sucked in and transported to another dimension or anything like that.
Pecking at something on top.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see anything? Or can Bathfax see anything?
They're pretty tall. They're taller than you. You could pull yourself up if you wanted to get close enough, or if you had help, either get a boost or give a boost to somebody to look up there.
Throw Lank up like you did before.
Yeah, I'll make a mental note and I'll come back with someone I can throw.
All right.
Well, that's what you're going to do. You're just going to lure them.
Come over here. I'm not going to throw you.
You make it to the woods, and these woods are very old, and there's a lot of stuff on the ground, like deadfalls and things like that. And eventually you find one that you can lift with some degree of difficulty, but it's big enough that it will help at least a little bit, maybe deliver some force to the side of the windmill, and you can work on getting it back up to the windmill.
Sure, I'll take my time. It's not like an old forest, like the trees are going to eat me old, right?
I mean, yeah, you don't know.
All right, oh, well, all right, I'll just start dragging this thing back. I'll take my time.
Okay. While he's doing that, Lank and Rafina, you're maybe, I don't know, are you watching from the outside as Will starts his path of destruction from the attic down to the kitchen at the bottom?
Lank's not, doesn't feel the need to be involved.
You don't want to just, like, run alongside of him laughing and clapping?
No, I'll set this one out.
Rafina is outside. She's decided to go outside and pick some of the flowers around the windmill before they get burned down.
Aw, that's so great. Aw.
All right. So, Will, you make your way down, attic, then that bedroom where you guys were kept when you woke up from being unconscious, and then the room below, which has the millstone, and then finally down at the kitchen. And the fire is, you know, you've got some big magical fires, so things are catching pretty quickly. It seems to be doing the job, at least from the inside. And you're down in the kitchen where you can do that again and make your way out the door pretty quickly, unless you have something else you want to throw in there.
When I'm down in the kitchen, there's all the furniture and stuff. I think he'd just be delightfully smashing the chicken coop and just everything that is... the splinters flying, beams, pew, 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 pew.
This is definitely a montage.
Yeah.
To figure out what the appropriate song is. It's something light and fun and happy.
It's like, you know, he's done this before, but with, like, regular instruments of not, like, you know, like...
Yeah, your thugs.
Yeah, my
standing in the middle of a room and pointing at things and having
right.
them...
But this is like, wow, look what I can do, pew, pew, pew.
We didn't start the fire.
Yeah! Chicken coop stove in the child pies. Oh, really, really not in tune at all.
You can decide whether it's intentional or not. You direct an Eldritch Blast at this oven, which was giving you so much difficulty before. And you seem to have weakened it enough that the blast strikes it sort of directly in the center, and it explodes outwards in a shower of bricks and mortar and charcoal and
child breaks. Pies that were already cooking in there.
Yep.
Gross.
So you finally succeeded in your life's goal and defeated the oven.
Yeah. He would be happier if he hadn't, if he wasn't so upset that they weren't able to do what they wanted to do before. He's kind of, this is like building his confidence a lot, but then it's like when he hits the stove, probably by accident, he's like, really, by accident? And it now just explodes. I'm the worst warlock that ever existed.
And as you're having this thought, the flames start licking through the ceiling above, and you think it's probably a good idea to get out of there sooner than later.
I stand there for another 30 seconds. No,
the door slams shut. It locks magically.
Oh, no. Rafina!
Oh, sorry.
Stop it with your spell!
Sorry.
It was her. Yeah, no, I'll get out of there. I don't want the roof to collapse on my head.
Right. So you make your way out, and flames are roaring out of the open windows that you've smashed, and you can see up at the very top, they're actually crawling their way out towards the vanes of the windmill itself from the attic within. And you all see Batwack dragging a large log up from behind the windmill.
Hey, log guy, what you doing with the log?
So this. Plan? No plan. Let's try swinging it first.
You know, we could make a really nice raft out of that tree.
Let's try swinging it.
Can we swing it? Can we throw it?
What are you doing?
You went from D&D to throwing it. Why not? Lank walks up to him.
Nick's like, okay, what are we doing? What do you think?
Let's just try. I want to try hitting the wall like a battering ram.
As usual,
if anyone else wants to help me, that'd be great.
I'll help, says Nick. Irina moans.
Oh, wait, she's outside, right?
Oh, wait, was I supposed to get her, guys? Sorry.
Light goes over to Irina to see if she's alright.
Aww.
Because he's obviously not going to be throwing a tree.
She is relatively alright.
Hmm.
Alright.
I am so weak, but I guess he would enjoy this. He would probably try. Actually, Will might try to help with this.
Rafina's not actually paying any attention. She's still picking flowers.
Does Bernard help as well?
Oh yeah, he could help because he's a bear. Yeah.
And this is what bears do. When I think of battering down a windmill with a tree, I think bears.
When I think of that.
Which happens more often than you might think.
So we got four creatures ready to help in any way they can. You want to lash the tree to Bernard's back or something?
If that would work. I'm trying to think if there's another creature that I could even think of that might... A rhinoceros!
Yes. A war elephant. Where is my war
elephant? In that direction, how about a ram?
And then instead of using the ram under the tree, we just strap it to the front, so it's a battering ram, like a really just a...
I like the idea that you are able to make it into a rhinoceros, but then Bernard's like, how do I grab this? This doesn't fix the problem!
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know what a bear could... He would be able to, like, push it if it were swinging from something, but I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how much use he's going to be.
Yeah, sorry, Bernard. You're useless again.
Yep. Oh, sorry, Will.
Oh, no, aww. I wouldn't say that to him. Oh, all right. Yeah, but Will would try to... Will is not very strong, unfortunately.
Well,
but...
let's get strength checks from everyone.
All right. I'll probably drop it on my own foot. Whoa! A 19! Guys!
All right.
Nice.
19.
I got a 12.
Are you helping?
No, I'm not.
You're picking flowers very thoroughly.
Yeah.
You rip out the roots of one. It's pretty impressive.
My strength is -1, though, so it's an 18. Sorry. Right.
And Nick got a 14. So two spindly arm guys are kind of dragged along. But you actually dig your heels in pretty well, Will, and are able to help Bathwack. And where on the windmill are you going to direct the tree? Anywhere in particular? Pretty much the only thing at the bottom is the door. Otherwise, there's a few windows, but there's no other...
Is there a keystone?
No.
Like, it arched a keystone, and we hit the keystone, and then the whole thing blows up?
Is there a sweet spot?
Is there a detonator?
Is there a detonator?
Yeah, there's this wire leading away to this box with a handle on top.
Is there a unshielded thermal exhaust port? Is there a trench that would guide us in throwing this tree?
There's a label on the side of the windmill that says Acme.
Yeah.
What are these concentric white and red circles? I don't know. All right. So you charge at the windmill, and the tree hits the side with a resounding crunch, and you actually see some significant cracking appear on the wall, sort of stretching upwards. One big one actually sort of goes up and to the right, and some mortar falls out. So it seems to do something, probably because of the fire within. It's also not in great shape.
Well, let's do that again.
Okay!
Yeah! Woohoo!
Rafina is paying attention now. She heard that sound.
Okay.
What are you guys doing?
We're breaking the windmill!
Oh, right! Okay!
I'm glad we have this chat.
Do you need any help?
Sure! Can you reach?
No! I'll just watch.
You can sit on top.
Yeah, you want to sit on top?
No, thanks!
Okay. Strength check again.
20.
Oh my... I swear to God. Okay, my first roll was a 20. The next one was a 19. This one is a 17. I'm, like, doing really well. But it's a 16 because it's -1, so...
Well, Nick got a 16 as well, and Bathwack got a 20. So you guys... You feel very emboldened by that last strike. You're like, looking at each other. You're like, yeah, let's do it! And you put everything you got into this. You get some a good grip, find some good branches stick out, and you throw this thing in, and the wall kind of crumbles inwards where the tree struck, and the tree is kind of lodged into the wall, and you see these more cracks radiate up. But whereas the first time they kind of stopped, the cracks keep creeping up and around, and the whole structure starts to, in terms of stone, sort of grinding, and the structure starts to shift.
Oh, gosh.
And fall.
I run away.
Why don't we use it like a pry bar? We'll open up the side of the windmill like a can.
Ooh, yeah.
Meanwhile, I don't know, Will, if you just want to start blasting the top of the tower.
And my bear could actually maybe help with the pushing of the tree, like a lever. All right, yeah. I'll blast anything! Yeah!
You guys immediately dive into this. Say, let's keep going, Nick says, or something like that. And Bathwack kind of just starts to... pulling and prying on the log, and Bernard pushes to give some added leverage, and this thing, you, all of a sudden, you want to get away from it, because you think this thing could be going down, but you've never really taken down a windmill before, and the way you did it wasn't exactly sort of precise, so you don't know exactly which way it's going to fall.
Cool. Let's run.
Run away! Run!
I picture Bathwack striding away. He doesn't look back.
Not look back.
Putting on no sunglasses.
Yep. But for the first time, he's almost smiling.
All you see is teeth.
And you all scramble away from the windmill. Irina is kind of trying to crawl backwards with one hand and two legs.
Oh, crap. Someone should pick her up.
Go help her.
All right, I'll turn around and go get her if I have to.
Rafina's grabbed her under one shoulder, and you haul both of them up with your by your arm, and you all make it away. And the windmill kind of tilts forward, then sort of sways to the side, and then leans back over to the right, and looks like it's going to lean back to the left, but then it kind of slumps down, and the whole thing just collapses as one falls over on its side with a huge boom. And there's a huge cloud of dust and smoke and flame.
We did it.
That's surprisingly satisfying.
Oh, yay. Success.
I have flower garlands for you all.
That was quick.
Victory one of, garlands.
One of the garlands has a long root hanging off of it.
Yep. Sorry, I didn't know my own strength there, guys.
Nick will take one. Say thanks. He'll put it on his head.
Oh, you all look so nice with them on.
So everyone, have a look at this. I'm going to gesture out toward the back.
All right, yeah, with this thing collapsed, after the smoke and dust clears, you can all see clearly in the distance, again, about halfway between where the windmill stood and the tree line beyond, these sort of standing stones.
Hmm.
Actually, you see a cloud of ravens kind of flying away over the trees.
The stones, like, are they polished? Or I didn't hear my stupid skipping.
It's hard to say from here. They're gray. You could see maybe they're kind of moss-covered. They look quite old, at least from this distance.
Can we see a formation since we're so far away? Or, like...
They're big enough that you can tell that they're in as much of a circle as four stones can be.
That's weird.
What's that, Bathwack?
I don't know. Would you like to go have a look?
Would we?
Or do you just want to get out of here?
They're definitely interesting. However, the last time we just idly went into something, we nearly died. So.
Yeah, that's true. Rafina, you had, I think, some pretty solid advice about this windmill that we neglected to heed. Did the Vistani see anything about something like this? Gesturing at the stones.
Well, I'd like to lie and tell you they did, but they didn't. I'm very honest, so I can't lie. I cannot tell.
And that is a lie.
Can someone give me a good reason why we should check out these rocks?
Maybe they're good. Nothing here is good.
Maybe they're healing stones.
Do they look like they would have been like on the property of the windmill, or like it's related to the windmill, or if it's just off in the distance further?
They're near the windmill. There's no like path to them from the windmill or anything like that. They're maybe 60, 80 feet distant.
Hmm.
Like they're further than an outhouse would be.
Are they on our way?
No. The path leads in the opposite direction back to the road. They're kind of off over the back of the hill.
Well, what'd you see when you went over there, Bathwack? Like, was there something weird, or?
I mean, I saw the ravens. They were pecking at something on top of one of them. You could have just been eating out of the moss, but maybe there's something there.
You still have Arena's arm?
Yeah, it's sticking out of my backpack.
Oh, I see it. It's waving at me. Okay, we're good.
The bottom of your backpack is very moist.
Oh. Gross.
Oh, crap, there goes my stamp collection.
I mean, I'll check it out. It's just a couple stones, right? I don't see any creepy old ladies over there.
Is this the time when Nick dies?
You know it's coming.
Or we could put a bookmark in it. Witch's outhouse. Come back later.
That's what I vote for.
Are we coming back this way if we go to examine the stones?
Yeah. You would go to see them, come back past the windmill to the path back to the road.
So it's 60, 80 feet from the windmill, so it can't be that far from us, really. So let's just walk over there and check it out, but not all the way. Like, let's just go a little closer.
Yeah, it'll take you like a minute or two to walk over.
And I can have Bernard turn into a raven, or maybe not a raven. I don't know. Ravens are creepy right now. What can he turn into? What are the flying things? I can't remember my list.
Bat. He could be a bat.
A bat.
Oh, yeah. He could go have a look on the top of those stones.
I'll say Bernard, and I'll poof him into a bat and be like, something was up there, gross, probably something just nasty because it's a raven pecking at something, but don't they eat dead stuff? I don't know. Anyway, go check it out. Go check out the dead squirrel on top of that rock.
Okay, sure. And you see him flit away, flying in the weird way like a bat does.
Into the Bermuda Circle.
Yeah, so he flies over and you hear him say in your head, yeah, I can't see that great. There are some stones. I mean, I won't run into them or anything. As for if there's something on top, I don't know about that.
Oh, crap. Can I turn him into something else? I guess the raven. If I know that he can you turn do. Into a raven, I turn him into... All right. Sorry, Bernard. Yeah, I think that's the only other thing that... Oh, he could be a spider and climb up there, but I prefer him to stay away. So I'm going to say raven. I'm going to poof him into a raven as far as he needs to come back. Sorry, Bernard, do a lot of flying. Go there, come back, go there, fly around.
You can do it from there, that's fine. And you poof him, and he kind of falls for a couple feet. He needs to regain physical control over a brand new body that flies differently. And then he beats his wings a few times and glides over the stones. And says, I think it's a dream pastry.
Oh, really?
I think so. I'm just a bird.
Why the hell is...
You want me to get closer?
Yes, get closer. Why is there a dream pastry on top of a rock over there? That's weird. What?
Should I land on it?
Bernard. What do you want to do, Bernard?
Whatever you want to do.
Why the heck? Like, maybe it's from, like, an explosion and it flew out the window when I was blasting the windows open. Why else would a dream pastry be on top of a rock? That is really weird.
It is very weird.
Okay, go fly down. Fly. Go, Bernard. Go. Go. I never sound that badass ever, though.
And you see him fly down and alight on the top of the stone, and he walks around like a bird does, sort of strutting around, and he looks down at something. I think it's one of those pastries. Should I eat it? I want to eat it.
Why? Why would you do that?
It looks good.
What? What?
Can I eat it?
Can you eat it? But what if it makes you pass out like that guy in the street?
But it looks really good.
What is it? Bird food pastry? Maybe it's a bird food pastry, and that's why they've set them up on top of the rocks. It's their bird feeder! I figured it out, guys! It's their very complicated large bird feeder.
Do the other ravens have any adverse effects?
The raven that Bathwack saw was eating whatever it was and didn't seem to be passing out or having a bad trip or anything like that.
You know, Bernard, you know what? It is you, Bernard. Do you want to eat a pastry made out of children?
Ah, it looks good.
All right, weirdo. I guess that's. You know what? Now I'll have something to hold against you. Sure, if you would like to, you can eat the dream pastry or peck at it at least and see what the heck it is doing up there.
You see the bird peck, 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 peck. Ah, it's good. Ah.
What is happening, Eric? This is weird.
It's a really good bird pecking imitation, though. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. Saul has been getting to this point. I have nothing planned past this. I just wanted to have that opportunity.
We're just going to spend a while on him eating. Okay, good.
I'm going to log off. You guys keep playing. I don't care anymore.
Like, is he tearing it apart? Are you tearing it apart? Can you please... do something.
I mean, as much as I can. It's good.
Is there anything inside? Any
meat?
Bones? Are there any bones?
I don't think so.
Ugh.
Is it sweet or savory?
I'm assuming, by the way, that Will is translating all of this to...
I think when she asks questions like that, he'll look at her like, are you crazy? Or... just, he's like, you're right. Is it sweet or savory? That's an interesting question.
I would say it's savory.
Ugh, it's because it's made out of kids. It's savory, Rafina. It's made out of kids.
I'm going to have a seat.
There's no other symbols or there's no symbols or anything up there. Just the freaking, can you grab the pie and bring it over here? I mean, like, there's nothing.
Symbols? Okay. Hmm, there's stuff carved on these stones. On the inside.
On the inside?
Yeah, like pictures.
What could he mean by the inside? Is he somehow seeing through the stone?
You mean like on the on facing inwards from the four, the inside of the, where they're facing?
The circle?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
All right. And Will's like, all right, I'm going down there. And then he just starts walking.
I'm right there with you, Will, says Nick.
He says there's symbols inside the face of the stone. So, I mean, he's the bird eating child pies. So, I sorry, guys. He's failing me right now. Let's go check it out.
Bathwack reclines and puts his hands behind his head.
Bye, Bathwack. Go down and check it. Here, build yourself a hammock made out of that tree and stuff and take a rest.
That's why it's like, I'm going to mention these stones. Let's see what these jokers do then. All right. So you and whoever would go along, get to the stones. Do you go inside the circle?
Before he would go inside any circle, he would see if, while he's standing on the outside of the circle, see and look. There's a gap so that I could look through and see the pictures on the stones.
Yeah, you can see them from the outside. They're big enough. If you walk around the outside, you can see that it seems like each stone bears somewhat of a crude carving of a city. You think each one seems to be in the midst of a different season. There's a city of winter covered in snow, a city of spring covered in sort of flowers. There's a large sunburst over a city that you would assume would be summer. And then the city of autumn is covered with leaves.
Are all of the cities the same city, or do they have a different, like, skyscraper?
Did you go along?
Yes, I do sort of tag along.
Okay, yes, they are different cities. It doesn't seem to be the same city in different times of year. They seem to be all grand cities, but different skylines, different structures. Four stones, four seasons. You also notice in the center of the stone circle, on the ground, there's a circle of sort of dirt. There's nothing growing there. And there's a small pile of what you think from without going inside. It's not a huge circle. You can see pretty easily. It looks like teeth.
Adult teeth?
No.
Oh.
Enough with the child pieces.
Human teeth?
Probably.
Oh, great. Okay.
None of you is a dentist, but...
I'm going to ask Bernard to fly down and mess with the pile of teeth.
Why?
Okay!
Because it's there, Rafina! Because it's there.
He flies down and starts scratching at the pile of teeth on the ground with his talons, spreads them around. Nothing happens. The teeth move like you would expect a pile of teeth to move when kicked by a raven. You know, that old saw.
I'm going to meander down next to you guys.
I don't know if it's just me, but I'm getting a strong sense that something really... really terrible happens in this circle.
Well, stones throw from the windmill where the child pies were made, and now there's teeth. Yeah. It's not just you.
Thank you, Link. And I high five you.
I don't think you, either of you, can give high fives.
I was gonna say, Link is thrilled to find someone for whom a high five is a legitimate, action. Usually when he high-fives someone, it's like, they're like, why the hell are you trying to untie my shoelaces?
Would anyone go in?
I don't think Nick would.
Rafina is feeling that the place is seriously unholy. Seriously unholy.
Yeah. And since it was just pointed out to us that the last time we investigated something interesting, we almost died, I don't think Blank is any more eager to get inside that circle than anybody else.
Once nearly killed, twice shy.
I won't be breaking my oath to be cautious, I guess.
Can Will reach an arm in, like...
He could use Arena's. The arms are going to get old. I know.
Well, the arm's going to get old, too. We might as well use it while it's fresh.
I mean, if only we had a few more. Maybe later in our adventure we'll have some to spare.
Yeah. And then we can make, form an arm person made out of arms, and then we can make it walk in.
Maybe that's Strahd's weakness.
Arm people.
Maybe we can have a whole army!
Oh, that's disarming.
No!
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.